22. After they had run for God knew how long, all Jake knew for sure was that the drums had stopped again, Gasher once more yanked him to a stop. This time Jake managed to keep his feet. He had gotten his second wind. Gasher, who would never see 11 again, had not.
Phew! My old pump's doing nip-up, sweetie.
Too bad, Jake said unfeelingly, then stumbled backward as Gasher's gnarled hand connected with the side of his face.
Yarr, you'd cry a bitter tear if I dropped dead right here, wouldn't you? Too likely. But no such luck, my fine young squint. Old Gasher's seen him come and seen him go, and I wasn't born to drop dead at the feet of any little sweet cheeks berry like you.
Jake listened to these incoherencies impassively. He meant to see Gasher dead before the day was over. Gasher might take Jake with him, but Jake no longer cared about that. He dabbed blood from his freshly split lip and looked at it thoughtfully, wondering at how quickly the desire to do murder could invade and conquer the human heart. Gasher observed Jake looking at his bloody fingers and grinned.
Sap's running, ain't it? Nor will it be the last your old pal Gasher beats out of your young tree unless you look sharp. Unless you look very sharp indeed.
He pointed down at the cobbled surface of the narrow alley they were currently negotiating. There was a rusty manhole cover there, and Jake realized he had seen the words stamped into the steel not long ago. Lemurk Foundry, they said.
There's a grip on the side, Gasher said. You see? Get your hands into that and pull away. Step lively now. Maybe you'll still have all your teeth when you meet up with TikTok.
Jake grasped the steel cover and pulled. He pulled hard, but not quite as hard as he could have done. The maze of streets and alleys through which Gasher had run him was bad, but at least he could see. He couldn't imagine what it might be like in the underworld below the city, where the blackness would preclude even dreams of escape, and he didn't intend to find out unless he absolutely had to. Gasher quickly made it clear to him that he did. It's too heavy for it, Jake began, and then the pirate seized him by the throat and yanked him upward until they were face to face. The long run through the alleys had brought a thin, sweaty flush to his cheeks and turned the sores eating into his flesh an ugly yellow-purple color. Those which were open exuded thick, infected matter and threads of blood in steady pulses. Jake caught just a whiff of Gasher's thick stench before his wind was cut off by the hand which had encircled his throat.
Listen, you stupid cull, and listen well, for this is your last warning. You yank that fucking street head off right now, or I'll reach into your mouth and rip the living tongue right out of it. And feel free to bite all you want while I do it, for what I have runs in the blood, and you'll see the first blossoms on your own face before the week's out, if you live that long. Now do you see?
Jake nodded frantically. Gasher's face was disappearing into deepening folds of gray, and his voice seemed to be coming from a great distance.
All right.
Gasher shoved him backward. Jake fell in a heap beside the manhole cover, gagging and retching. He finally managed to draw in a deep, whooping breath that burned like liquid fire. He spat out a blood-flecked wad of stuff and almost threw up at the sight of it.
Now yank back that cover, my heart's delight, and let's have no more natter about it.
Jake crawled over to it, slid his hands into the grip, and this time pulled with all his might. For one terrible moment, he thought he was still not going to be able to budge it. Then he imagined Gasher's fingers reaching into his mouth and seizing his tongue, and found a little extra. There was a dull, spreading agony in his lower back as something gave there, but the circular lid slipped slowly aside, grinding on the cobbles and exposing a grinning crescent of darkness.
"Good, Cully, good!" Gasher cried cheerfully. "What a little mule you are! Keep pulling, don't give up now!"
When the crescent had become a half-moon and the pain in Jake's lower back was a white-hot fire, Gasher booted him in the ass, knocking him a sprawl.
"Very good," Gasher said, peering in. "Now, Cully, go smartly down the ladder on the side. Mind you don't lose your grip and tumble all the way to the bottom, for those rungs are fearsome, slick, and greasy. There's 20 or so, as I remember. And when you get to the bottom, stand stock still and wait for me. You might feel like running from your old pal, but do you think that would be a good idea?"
"No," Jake said. "I suppose not."
Very intelligent, old son.
Gasher's lips spread in his hideous smile, once more revealing his few surviving teeth.
It's dark down there, and there are a thousand tunnels going every which way. Your old pal Gasher knows him like the back of his hand, so he does, but you'd be lost in no time. Then there's the rats. Very big and very hungry they are. So you just wait.
I will.